So if you're not at work today or you're working from home, you may be wondering, what day is it?
It's Monday.
It's Monday morning.
Okay, time to get back to work.
I'm not going back to work.
Well, get over it.
And get back to work.
So back to work.
No.
You're not the boss of me.
You want to eat?
Yeah.
So you better get back to work and quit goofing.
Okay, let's freaking do that.
Showtime.
Get up.
Wake up.
Mix Mornings with John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Monday morning. Good morning to you.
Woo.
Are we doing the clapping thing? Is that
something
we do?
It's Monday. We got to get hyped.
I kind of feel that way. Sometimes I need sometimes I'm like, do I need to walk? Well, actually, I'll tell you what I do. I walk down the hall from my office here and I walk down like a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
And that's what pumps me up for the show. I'm like, I picture like the crowd. I'm like, yeah. Today's the day. I'm giving high fives. I'm sure I look ridiculous to all the other shows that are looking at me.
I'm sure you look ridiculous to the ghosts in the hallway because there's nobody here. It's so dead in the morning.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Yes.
This is week number two of our Peloton giveaway. So 7:45, we'll be taking caller 10. You can get that fitness tracker and then you'll be in the running for that Peloton. Only 5 more opportunities today through Friday. Make sure you put that reminder on your phone. Details, mix1051utah.com. All right, I wanted to follow up with a story you did weeks ago.
Okay, what's up?
Need I remind you about this company called Mischief?
Oh.
Or as you and I called it.
M-S-C-H-F.
M-S-C-H-F.
Yes.
Because we are so not cool.
No, I told you, I said, that is the time in my life that I was like, wow, I'm getting old.
Those are moments when you go, oh man, how embarrassing. So if you don't know, Mischief is the company that customized
The devil shoes.
666 pairs of Nike Air Max 97s, and they turned them into, it was called the Satan shoes.
With the drops of blood.
For Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Now, there's not a lot of details, except here's the detail I do have. If you have a pair of those Satan shoes, they would like you to give them back.
Why? Oh, because they're getting sued.
Mischief has asked anyone who has already paid for a pair to return them. They will give you a full refund. But it's kind of like an on your honor system. They'd like all 666 pairs back.
Oh, they're getting in trouble.
Now, nobody can make you return the shoes, right? Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But Nike does say, quote, purchasers who choose not to return their shoes and later encounter a product issue or defect or like a health concern, they need to contact Mischief, not Nike. So they're saying, if you trip and fall and you're blaming it on the shoe, we're not liable.
Well, yeah.
It's a recall.
Uh-huh.
So turn them in. Lil Nas X, on the other hand, he has not said anything. They're being quiet about the whole thing. So now I'm wondering if Mischief was kind of telling him things that weren't true.
Yeah, like we got permission from Nike to do this cool thing.
Right. And they had just, marked a bunch of shoes. I don't know.
That's crazy.
But that's just what I'm guessing.
Mess.
Yeah. But Lil Nas X and his Dance with the Devil, you can play Twerk Hero, which is a free online game that's like Guitar Hero or Dance Dance Revolution, but your instrument's your butt. You gotta pop it. I'm popping it for
what?
You. Yeah, what do you think?
No.
Popping it.
You don't
twerking.
Have a butt, John. We've talked about this.
No, gotta hurt my lower back, too.
It's just your tailbone. So I want to talk about some emojis.
Okay.
Because this is something that I've been training or working with John on. Is I will text John.
Yes.
And he will do something that is just so... It's like frustrating, and I don't know why it frustrates me.
I don't understand
really
why it frustrates
does.
You either. I don't.
Because it makes you old.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like saying that you're old because it means that I'm getting
right.
older.
Yeah, but you're still hip. You hang out with young people.
That is true.
It's cool.
It is true. The high school kids come over to my house and they
hang
out.
Which thing of mine is annoying you at this point?
So something that you do at work is you send an emoji.
Uh-huh.
The number one emoji that is used, and you do it, is the thumbs up emoji.
Thumbs up.
Just like
thumbs up.
The message.
Hey,
just double tap the message and like it.
Hold on.
You don't have to send the emoji.
Have you not noticed, because you've been yelling at me about this, that I have been doing the liking instead of sending the emoji?
I will say I have been very impressed
I'm
with you.
I'm doing that for you
I'm
because
so impressed.
You were annoyed with me.
I wasn't annoyed. I'm concerned for you. I was concerned that we were going to have to go start doing some checks to see where your brain was at.
Why? Because I'm sending a thumbs up emoji? I don't understand. Why can't I do that instead of doing the likes? It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same because it's too much work for you.
It's saying, all right.
So you don't. You just physically showed me 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
When you do it, you give me a 1 thumbs up.
Do you think it's sarcastic? Do you read it as like an insult in some
way?
Well,
you send the yellow one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always confused. Like, you didn't take the time.
No, I'm lazy.
To do, like, a toned one.
No, I don't send any kind of tone. It's always yellow for me.
I just can't.
I know.
I can't with you.
I know.
Okay, another one. And I do this one. I mean, I think it's my favorite emoji. Is the laughing while crying face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
You kidding me?
That's a good one.
Well, as you do this, I want to open up my phone and I want to look
at... Oh, yeah. What is, like, my top? Yeah, what are your tops?
Exactly.
Let's see here. Another one that people say is, like, the top is, like, the blushing while smiling face for sending at work. I don't send a blushy smiley face to people at work.
Please don't ever send me a blushing...
I'm going to send you a smiley face.
Send me that and then the lady in the red dress.
I'm doing this right
so
now.
So I can get a lot of questions.
Oh, shoot. I send that to the wrong person. How embarrassing for me. How embarrassing. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. It's too early for this. I just sent somebody a kissing face. A blushing smiley face.
That's, you know what they need? You need to be able to pull it back.
Also, yeah, like Instagram, like, you can say, oh, this message was unsent from the sender. I really, in this moment right now, wish I could do that because I just sent the blushing, smiling, while kissing face. There we go. To somebody that wasn't John. That's weird.
Yeah,
I sent you that face.
I got a text from Chantel here. I don't feel.
It makes you feel uncomfortable.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I feel uncomfortable sending it.
Yeah.
Okay, another one that people send a lot is just the regular smiley face. I'm sending it to you.
Okay.
How do you feel getting this message?
Oh, that's fine. It doesn't do anything. It's like, it's just kind of, Mine's my most common one is I'll send it to you.
Okay,
it's the one where the head's tilted to the side,
like hysterically laughing.
Yeah, I want everyone to know that I'm laughing like a maniac constantly.
Yeah, this one has been my most frequent.
All right,
I'm sending it to you.
Mind blown one.
Explosion of a head.
Is that on the list?
Let's see. No, that should be.
My newest one that
what's your latest
at work.
One?
This is like the newest one that I've been using for the last 3 weeks.
I can't wait. It's just the dots are sending right now.
It's just the it's the person with the hands up. I don't know.
Let's see. Is that on this list?
The amount of times I have sent that to our boss is like ridiculous.
He's like, I'm concerned.
He's like, do you know what's going
on? That's not on the list, but another one that I sent, you know, the ones on the list, like clapping hands.
Yeah.
The thinking face. I don't do that stuff at work. I definitely would do the
Or
I do a lot of this one.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That's a good one to do.
Yeah.
I do the celebration one also. Is that on the list? Because I want to make sure everyone knows.
What's the celebration one? Like the confetti?
The horn with the confetti thing.
Oh, yeah. That should be on the work list.
Right?
We'll make our own work list.
I'm looking through our chain of text messages now.
Yeah, this is another one that I frequently send at work.
Okay, let me see. It's it's a red face with a black bar and swear words.
And then sweating red face.
Yeah.
Those are my most common work faces. Emojis.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I did not even realize those were emojis. You want to know what I just learned? No, I don't want to tell you.
What?
I don't want to tell you.
What?
I just learned that this was within the last 7 days.
Did you just learn that you can swipe and more emojis appear?
No, kind of. I just learned that there's a search emoji. Where you can write it. I didn't know that was a thing.
I
didn't know. And I was like, how does everyone find all these things? Because there's so many. How does it work? I didn't realize that you could just type it in. And it would, like, if I typed in roses for Chantel's roses or something.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Don't know.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
You really just learned that there was a search for emojis?
I learned that in the last 7 days. I had no clue.
I'm speechless.
I found it out on my own, all by myself.
Physically shook.
I know. I know. I'm sorry.
Do I know you?
No. When you and Tyler are sitting down and you're watching TV, getting on your Netflix, watching one of those shows, To All the Boys I Could Have Loved, To All the Girls, whatever.
We watched that Friends with Benefits the other day, and then I had told you about it, and then you and Jen watched it.
Love that
movie.
It's
so good.
Yeah. When you watch TV, subtitles on or off?
Off. I hate subtitles.
So if you don't know what I'm talking about if you speak English, you're watching an English-speaking movie or TV, then there's English subtitles.
Just turn the volume up.
On it.
I hate it because I end up reading it the whole time, and I can't watch the movie.
The kids are all about the subtitles. My kids only want to watch
it. It's because they are practicing reading. Like, it's cool for them.
You think so?
I think so.
They love it. And I was complaining about this to some friends because I'm like, this is ridiculous that they're doing this constantly now.
It's because they want to follow along. It's like a sing-along movie.
But now my friends are saying they do it too.
Yeah, I have a group of friends. Mm-hmm. Some are really good friends.
Yeah.
Her husband loves subtitles.
Do you think he's just practicing reading?
No, I don't think he's practicing reading. I think he's hard of hearing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not actually.
So last week, or whenever it was, when the kids went to Farmington,
yeah,
with my parents for the night.
Your parents watched with subtitles.
Jen and I were at home watching Friends with Benefits.
Yes, okay.
And I don't know how to turn them off. And the subtitles were on.
And you don't know how to turn them off.
And we left them on. And I was like, hey, do you want me to figure out how to turn these things off? I'm sure it's not hard. And Jen's like, no, I kind of like it now. We've gotten used to having the subtitles on.
No.
And so now we're watching things with the subtitles
on. But I spend the whole time reading instead of
seeing anything. That's my problem.
It drives me nuts. I can't just avoid the subtitles.
I will tell you what I have found, though, as a positive.
What?
I catch more of like the one-liners and things that probably I would miss.
Yeah.
When I'm reading it.
Yes.
But visually, I'm missing so much.
I'm missing so much visually.
So I looked it up. 57% of people say that they usually watch TV with the subtitles off. Okay. That's only half, though.
That's half.
Which means.
Not a lot.
And then the whole subtitles thing is like this young phenomenon. 50% of people under 24 like subtitles. 46% of people between 25 and 34. So the older you are, the less likely you are to use them.
That's crazy.
Which makes sense because I don't think it was like a thing, but it has become an absolute thing.
Oh, no, it has.
I do also like the subtitles like nowadays on Instagram and Facebook on the videos.
Yeah, because then I don't have to watch it with sound.
Yes.
That's why you use subtitles is so you don't have to have sound.
It's the best thing.
You don't use subtitles when you have sound.
I know.
Unless you really need them.
You and I are off, though. We're wrong on this one.
We are. We love celebrities, but we also love to hate them.
Yes.
Right? You know, that's just like kind of what we do as the commoners.
Want to build them up and tear them down.
Yeah. So I have a list of things that celebrities do. And I just want to say if you, like, whether we think it's annoying or not.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Not acknowledging the help that they get from staff with, like, when sharing their achievements.
Yeah. I kind of, I'm a mixed bag on this one because I think we all know that there is a staff that's
behind
it.
It takes a village.
It takes a village. But at the same time, sometimes when you do those positions, you already know that you're not going to get the acknowledgement.
Exactly.
You know?
So I would say it's not annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's up to them to decide who they want to share about and thank.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to post. Like, if I see a celebrity posting about, like, their nanny or, like,
right.
the maids and help, then they would just get railed on for having those things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's nothing they could do right in that situation.
You know what I am liking, though? Like, Bieber did this before a music video, and I've seen it a few times. When celebrities show, like, the makeup artists making them look good.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's just kind of cool, and it's like the time-lapse video.
Yes, yes, yes.
I like that.
So I would say not annoying.
Yeah.
However, 92% of people would say that it is annoying.
Huh.
That they don't share about their help.
Just too much. I don't want to hear. It's just a long list at that point.
Celebrities complaining about how hard the pandemic life is.
Yes.
Annoying.
Annoying.
So annoying.
With their big pools and their Hollywood mansions and their bowling alleys.
Yes.
And like, I remember that at the beginning when, you know, Ellen and everyone came out complaining about it. And then you go on like to Zillow and see that they live on these huge estates.
And they have a movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And they have a swimming pool. And they have all this stuff.
Like, tell it to people who are stuck in the apartments or the condos.
Or,
you know, like,
yes.
Just be quiet.
But also, it's like, the pandemic has been hard.
Uh-huh.
But it will take an average person a longer time to recover than a celebrity who just needs one album, one song, one movie, one
endorsement. Well, how about that? You're absolutely right. Financially, they are not stressed the way the average person has been through the pandemic.
No.
If you maybe got laid off or a pay cut.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. Lying about plastic surgery they've had.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Why would you lie about it?
I think it
you're going to do it.
Be honest about it. Why not?
Yeah.
It's 2021. We know it.
78% of people say that it's annoying when they're like, I didn't do that. And then like a year later they come out. Yeah, I do have veneers. It's like,
just say
wow.
It. Yeah.
Awesome. Like, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The going on lavish vacations during the pandemic and like posting about that they're in Bora Bora or whatever. And it's like, we get that they have the resources to keep it safe, but it's annoying. Don't share it. To me, I don't find it annoying. I think it's something fun to look at.
I was just going to say, I like to look at the photos.
I like to look at the photos and live vicariously through someone.
Isn't,
I wasn't going to Bora Bora anyway.
isn't that like why people follow the Kardashians? Isn't that why they're famous? Because you want to see the life that they're living?
Yes, you can't get mad at them just because it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
We liked watching it anyway. We never were going to live that life, so don't be mad that you can't.
It's so true. How dare you go on that safari? That's not something that
like,
I can even
were
afford.
Were you going to go on a safari
no,
this
I can't
year?
Afford
I'm
that.
Confused.
No. Yeah.
Getting things for free. I don't find it annoying.
I'm just
jealous. Because they're a celebrity. Who wouldn't want free stuff?
Yeah, I'm more jealous about it than anything.
Yeah, and I mean, 68% of people say that it is just annoying that they get free stuff.
Really?
I get it. They can afford to buy it. So it isn't, I get it, but like, that's just their job.
It's like,
their job is to get free stuff.
When you hear about it, when they go to come to Sundance or the Academy Awards and they get those bags, like
the swag bags.
The swag bags. It's like, I just want one.
Posting on social media notes app apologies.
Yes.
So like they just typed in their notes app and they screenshotted it. I hate it.
Justin Timberlake. He did it twice in the last like.
For what?
He was. It's kind of like how he never kind of stood up for women back in the day in the industry. Janet Jackson for one. He apologized for that.
Oh.
And he apologized for. Oh, I can't remember what the.
See,
other
and I the
was.
One I'm the most familiar with right now would be all the Bachelor chaos.
Oh yeah.
All of them posted a notes app apology, and it's just like, come on, at least make it like aesthetically pleasing.
It's like, man, we have filters. We have all these cool things you can use these days, you did a notes app.
We have Instagram stories,
right.
IGTV, live. Give us a video.
Yeah.
Show us your face. Actually show us that you're sad or feel bad. Don't just type a notes app that your help wrote for you.
Right.
So yeah, I would say that's annoying. Trying to seem relatable. I don't find that annoying. Why would...
I don't understand why that is. I mean, maybe they are relatable. Maybe they're trying to be. Whatever.
I like to know that Justin Bieber has eaten at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
me too.
I like to know that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they are a real person. Even though they're a celebrity, they are real. Like, it was funny. When I first started working here and meeting celebrities, in your mind, for some reason, celebrities are very big.
Mm-hmm.
They're tall. And they're just like a big, it's like you meet them and you would, because you've always looked up to them.
Yes.
And then you meet them and you're like, oh, she's 5'2". She's my same height. This is weird.
And it's nothing more. She had a team get her ready and she's here now.
Yeah.
And she's going to go do her job. And you know what? She's going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like
she also enjoys a 3-hour nap in the middle of the day. So it's funny to me, like when I first started meeting celebrities, I was like, oh, it's just a normal person.
Yeah. They just got more money than us.
Exactly. So
that's
it just makes
what it
them,
is.
For some reason for me, it makes them seem taller. I don't know why it's a height thing.
I don't know.
For me. Flying in private planes. Why is that annoying? They have the money to do it.
I don't have a problem with that. I love when they show us the planes because it's something I want to do.
I think it'd be so cool.
They look awesome.
Cashing in huge paychecks far beyond what the average person can make. So when you see like those big, like, this is how much money they made this year, or they did this, that, and the other. And
I just.
That's their job. Why? You can't get mad at them about it.
Again, I'm just jealous. I don't. That's part of it. They're making that kind of money.
Posting sponsored content and ads on social media.
Mm.
Like, your job is to make the movies or the music.
Right.
I also don't want you telling me about Dove skincare.
That's
what for the influencers is for.
Actually, that does annoy me.
It is.
And The Rock's doing it more and more.
Yeah.
We've been talking about how
he's not making movies.
Oh,
his
maybe that's why.
His fund is running low.
Yeah, I don't mind if they're promoting their own stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a product I started.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I don't really want to see you being an Instagram influencer. I already have a bunch of those.
So we planned on a new 7:30 second date update today, but we had a little legal issue and we can't play it quite yet. So Chantel and I were thinking about going back in the vault, looking deep back. I'm talking years ago to one of our favorite second date updates we ever did, because nothing gave us the creeps like this dude. Ben kind of was all over the place. I'm trying to get him a little more focused this time around. So, Ben, you and Christina met online. You chatted for about 3 weeks, and then you went to dinner. And at this dinner, Christina really rushed the date along, or that's at least how you feel about the whole thing, and you haven't heard from her since. Do I have all that correct?
Yeah.
All right, man. We do have her on the line. She's talking to producer Danny. So I'm going to have her be brought over to our side. We'll pick up over here. Don't say anything, though, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Christina, it's John and Chantel on Mix 105.1. Hi.
Oh, hey. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. I'm not sure how much producer Danny told you, but the reason why we're calling you is that our show does something called the 7:30 second date update, where a person's gone out on a date, they thought it went great, and now they're just not hearing back from the other person. And you recently went out on a date with a listener of ours named Ben.
Oh, I did.
Okay, good. Then we know we have the right person. Really, the reason why we're calling is to get some backstory and find out, you know, why you're ghosting him.
You know, I don't think it was a good match. I felt a little nervous.
Like during the date?
Yeah, it got real uncomfortable real fast.
Can I ask what made you nervous? Was it something that he did, the way he looked at you, the conversation?
Conversation.
Okay.
Like, he had this thing called the honesty test.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking questions about, you know, what did you do today? And I was like, oh, I just, you know, took my kids to daycare, and then I went to work. And he said, great, you passed the honesty test. I thought, my gosh, what is he talking about? He said, I was outside your house, and I just was watching to make sure you were going to say what you did.
Shut up. No.
Right? So totally freaked me out. Kind of stalkerish.
And I take it that's when you decided to pull the chute and get out of
the... Yeah, I just thought, no thank you. Super nice, but no thanks.
Did you confront him at the time and be like...
No, I just, I don't have time for that.
No, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have time for it right now. Ben's actually on the other line. Hey, Ben.
Oh. Yes.
Ben, were you stalking her?
I was just really just trying to, you know, make sure she's an honest person. We met online. So, I mean, I've read articles that, like, some bad things happen. I've seen catfish. I just wanted to make sure she was who she said she was.
That's stalking. Like, you don't go follow someone before you've even met them.
I wasn't going through your trash. I was just making sure you were telling the truth.
Yeah, I have kids. It's pretty scary.
I understand. Well, the whole point of the 7:30 second date update is to try to get that second date. I don't even know if I feel right asking it because, Ben, I really don't think you should be encroaching on someone's space like that. I know what you're saying. Like, you're nervous for yourself, but, like, you don't show up unannounced at people's houses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So should I ask the question and keep the honesty test to myself and know the answers?
No.
No, like, you shouldn't go at all.
I appreciate the idea and the spirit of the honesty test.
I get it. I really do.
Yeah.
But.
No.
Yeah.
And so we're actually not going to ask for a second date on this one. I think what we should do is just say, Ben, good luck in the future. Don't do the honesty test anymore. And Christina, I'm sorry that it was such a weird date for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's Manifest Monday. Yay! We do it every Monday. This is where you speak it into existence. Chantel brought it to us. It's something that she had started. And she was telling me before we started the show, you know, can we try this? Can we do some Manifest Monday?
It starts the week off on the right foot.
Yeah.
It gives you in a positive mood,
mm-hmm,
that I'm going to set this goal and I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen.
It can be big. It can be small. It's totally up to you. And then we take them and we try to speak them into existence for you as well. 844-649-1051. That is the number. If you want to text us, you can also go to our Instagram page. We have a post up there where you can tell us, you know, what's going on. You can message us as well. We grab them from every single place. Our Instagram handle is at Mix1051Utah. People are starting to realize that it is Manifest Monday.
Yes.
Already getting texts.
It is funny. I was thinking about this. It's more, I mean, it's kind of manifesting. But goal setting Monday didn't go as well.
No.
So we're calling it Manifest Monday. But even if it's just like a goal you have.
What are you just trying to do this week?
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, I don't believe in manifesting. That's fine. Like, what's your goal? What's on that list?
Yeah, like, what's on the list?
You know,
because I was thinking about it and I was like, I know for a fact that somebody who's a manifester is going to be like, well, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? There's no rules to the way I manifest because it's just like a goal I'm setting.
Yeah.
And I'm achieving it. That's the thing.
And I'm obsessed with alliteration, so I just like the M and the M next to each other.
Yes, absolutely. So this week.
Yes.
I talked about it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that at some point in my life, I would like to own horses.
Yes.
I'm manifesting right now.
Oh.
That at some point in my life.
Okay.
I am going to have horses. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to start making friends with horse people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to teach me. I've never owned a horse. I have no idea.
You gotta learn some stuff.
I know it's a lot of work.
Mm.
I know that I definitely want them to live on my property. So step one is I'm going to have to move.
Yes.
And then step two would be to learn how to, like, train a horse and own a horse.
Right.
And then buy the horse.
Okay, so you got a lot of steps.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself like 10 years.
That's the thing about Manifest Monday. It can be far out or it can be for something for today.
Yeah.
It's up to you and what your goal is. For example, mine, but by the way, you said horses, plural. How many
do you
want?
You can't just have one.
Why not?
At least two.
Two? Okay. Mine is that the basement will be clean. Over the pandemic and over winter, our basement has just become
A
disaster zone.
My basement
is
so dirty. Like, it's not even funny.
We opened up, like, our tents down in the basement so the kids could, like, turn them into play areas. Uh-huh. And so those are open. The Legos are everywhere. That's taken over everything else. My Halloween decorations were never put away. Are they totes? Whatever the plastic bins are. So
during the lockdown, we had to move production of our wedding dresses to our basement. It's still there.
There you go.
Like, all the old production stuff. Because we, in that process, opened a new store.
Right.
And when we did that, we just bought all new production tables and cutting and all this stuff.
Got it.
And all the old stuff's just sitting in my basement.
So that's mine. I'm going to clean that basement this week.
Nice.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Manifest Monday. What about you? 844. Oh, wait. I got text. Let me read some. Let me read a few to inspire you. Insurance will approve my weight loss surgery for June. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You've been working hard.
Oh, I hope that goes well for you. Yeah. I'm manifesting that my teenage daughter and I stop fighting. I'll just take one day of no sass.
Just take a step back. Try to look at it from her perspective. She needs to do the same. Look at it from your perspective. Is it really worth it? And then you guys can maybe just move on.
There you go. Make some tea.
That's my advice.
Have some kombucha. Sit there. I was dropping my wife. This is a text. I was dropping my wife off at work, and she told me that I need to manifest a better attitude while driving.
Oh, shoot. Less road rage.
It's Manifest Monday, asking you, like, what's your goal for the week? What are you trying to do? What are we speaking into existence? If you say it, you stay focused. It's out in front there, and you'll make it happen.
You have to think about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I've been thinking about how I need to clean that basement. This is the week it's happening. I know I'm going to go home today. Small things every day. Just tiny. For example, I know today I'm going to take down the tents we opened up.
That's step one.
That's it. That's all I'm going to do.
Easy.
But that's going to open up room for me then to figure out what's next. So what are you speaking into existence? You can call us. Go to our Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. Oh, this is a success story. We say we always want to hear your success.
Yeah.
I sent you a text last week about getting a job. I got one. Cool. Congratulations.
Good, that's so good.
That's awesome.
Last week I said Boone was going to eat one meal a day.
Yes.
It happened.
Awesome.
Yep.
What do you have? Anything good?
Pizza.
Okay. Hey, he ate.
Lots of pizza.
He ate, though.
But he ate.
I was running low on cash until payday and tried last week. Oh, and I tried manifesting, I think is what they're saying last week. My mom ended up putting money in my account without me asking.
See?
Some found money.
It's so funny. So the other day I was telling my friends, because, like, you know, it's a pandemic and I've just decided I have to live my life one day at a time and I cannot focus about the things I can't control.
Yep.
And as far as like money goes, it's a weird time.
Yep.
Money is just weird.
Is.
You cannot fixate on the fact that you have tons of money because some people are doing really well or no money at all. You just need to keep moving forward and it will all work out.
You're right. Cause I did during the pandemic, I was watching my neighborhood and everyone was buying new cars.
Yeah.
Like, where are all these, what is happening?
But so with me, I kid you not, I've essentially been living off of, we'll say, the same dollar for the last 6 months. It's like I will put the dollar out and the dollar will come back.
Hey.
And then I keep putting it out and it keeps coming back. Just almost in perfect synchronization.
Nailed it.
How do you say that?
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
The same dollar. It's like the weirdest thing. And I'm like, it's because I'm not worrying about it.
Yeah.
I'm throwing the dollar out. And the dollar, I'll find it on the sidewalk again later. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Manifest Monday, this text. I met this guy. We flirted at the gym. Then I never saw him after. I was bummed I didn't get his number. I tried this last week, and guess what? He came back into the gym on Saturday. You better believe I got his number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
That's awesome. Hopefully we don't have to call him. But if we do, we have the number, and we'll do a second date update.
Absolutely. I'm manifesting that I get a job tomorrow. Hey, we had someone just a few minutes ago tell us how they got a job last week.
It works,
so
y'all. It works.
I want my neighbor's house. They're moving out, and I've always loved it. It's not up for sale yet, but I'm thinking of going over and talking to them.
Yeah,
maybe,
no realtor fees.
Yeah, maybe I can get it before they even post it.
I had a friend, so I was talking about horses.
I've
been talking about horses a lot.
Yes.
It's my theme for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I had a friend call me, and she was like, hey, I just want to let you know we're selling our house, which has horse property.
Hey.
And we're going to not put it on the market. We want to, we'll just do like word of mouth type of thing. And I was like, oh my gosh.
See?
But it's like not the right time.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my gosh, it's down the street from me. I would barely have to move. And it has horse property right there.
Which is what you want.
I know.
Hey, it might happen down the road. Who knows?
Somebody, I'm manifesting somebody text me again with horse property, but I'm going to need the price of the house to be under.
Yeah, keep dropping.
Under $400,000.
Keep dropping. Someone did ask, like, hey, is that, so that text about the neighborhood's house, like, is that what Manifest Monday is? Yeah, it's anything.
Anything.
It's like, what do you want?
You make the rules.
Yeah. I've been manifesting that I like my body more. And I feel like it's working.
Yes. I've been doing that too.
Yeah.
You just say nice, positive things. Say, if you say something bad about your body, you immediately have to follow it up with a positive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just end it on the negative. And one thing that my friend always does, and she does this about anyone, if they say something bad about themselves, like, oh, I wish I did this or that or body stuff or whatever. She always goes, hey, don't talk about my friend that way.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
That's
So now I try to do it in my head. It's like, hey. Don't talk about yourself that way. That's not nice.
And let me tell you, you're your worst critic.
Always.
You are your worst
1,000%.
Critic.
1,000%. You always think about yourself worse than anyone else.
Manifest Monday, 844-649-1051. I saw these pants at the mall, and I've been thinking about them constantly. My best friend just bought them. She was wearing them this weekend. Does that count? Sure.
Well, the problem is that you did manifest them, but the manifest went to someone else. It's crazy how it's kind of like teleportation.
Yeah.
You'll manifest something and sometimes it just goes to somebody else and you're like, oh, crap.
No, I went over.
Like, you know, Soul, the movie Soul?
Yes.
Your manifest landed in someone else's body.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened.
I decided to join in since you've been doing this. My girlfriend broke up with me 5 weeks ago. I want to go on a date. I haven't had a lot of luck on dating apps, so I've been saying that I will be successful. I'm talking with two different girls right now.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
We all know that I'm just like on my phone all the time, right? And it's just like I can't put it down.
It is connected to your hip, and I never see it elsewhere.
And I want to get an Apple Watch for Mother's Day just so I can really stay connected.
And I've told you I don't like it because Jen has one, and she wears it at dinner, and sometimes we'll be in the middle of something, and she starts looking at her watch because she's getting blown up from work or a text message, and it pulls her out. And I'm like, no, we're connecting as a family right now.
Yeah, but somebody liked my post.
I know.
Anyway, so I have a list here about the signs that it's time for you to take a break.
Okay.
Take a break from social media. I'm checking a lot of boxes.
Okay.
You compulsively check your phone. I check my phone. I don't have the Facebook app, right? But I will look up Facebook. I'll type in Facebook and I'll go through and I'll exit out again. And I'll go back in my search and I'll type in Facebook.com again just to get back on. Like, I'll find myself doing it. Like in a circle.
Then why don't you have the app? If it's trying to keep you from doing it and you're still doing it, then why not just download the app?
Because I don't want to have the app. That would mean I have a problem.
Oh, I see. But this way you don't have
a problem.
I
don't have a problem.
I got it.
I don't have a problem, John. Mm-mm. Okay. Like, you're waking up and falling asleep is feeling like off. Like, you're too worried about something that you saw on your social media account the night before. And so it's like affecting the way you're sleeping.
You ever have that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When you
like
see
I'll,
something?
I'll see something and I'm like, oh my gosh. Or like, I'll be watching a post and I'm like, oh, it's not doing good enough.
Oh.
And should I archive it? Should I start over? Like, what happens? I'm so embarrassed.
You know, I have friends, and maybe this is on your list. I hope I'm not taking one. They'll tell me they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they'll check their social media.
Yeah, I do that.
That's not my, like, if I wake up.
Well, I guess I don't wake up in the middle of the night because I'm already awake in the middle of the
night. You just can't sleep?
Yeah.
So, but why would you go on social media? I don't understand this. Like,
you'll be shocked. I'll be on social media like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And somebody will reply to a DM from earlier that day. And I'll reply back and they're like, wait, why are you awake? Because I'm always awake. She's always watching.
And so you guys are just both randos at 2:30 in the morning on
social media. Just having a conversation.
Right. Okay.
It's happened. You start viewing yourself negatively.
Yeah.
Where you're like, ugh. I'm not doing a good job or
I think we're talking a lot about
judging
that.
Judging yourself.
Self-image.
Yeah.
You know, or you see people like, oh my gosh, look how happy that family is. Look how they're enjoying
like
each other.
My family is not happy.
We're chaos.
We're sad all the time.
We're arguing.
Your real life interactions are suffering. So like you're interacting with your friends and family on Facebook is great. But then when you see them in real life, you're like, you don't really have much to say.
It's like only popular on social media.
Yeah, like you're only good at being their friend on social media, but in real life you can't be.
That's an interesting one where you almost want to live in this virtual world instead of like your real world.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not good at talking to my friends in real life. I'm just saying I'm better at it.
You rock it online.
I rocket send in those DMs.
Yeah. We got another DM. And by the way, you can always reach out to us on Instagram at Mix1051Utah. Love for you to follow us. Love for you to connect with us there. And if you need any like advice, relationship, personal, feel free to write it to us. Just let me know that I can read it on air.
Yeah.
Like, please do. Otherwise, I won't. Some people I wrote back like, hey, I'm sorry. Was this for on air or are you asking us off air?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? So I just want to make sure we don't step on any toes or make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Can you imagine you share something so private and the person like listens that they're talking about?
Yes, it's my biggest fear. Yeah. It's my biggest
fear.
That
would just be awful.
It says, my ex-husband and I divorced right before the pandemic started. I have spent the last 14 months quarantining and working from home. I just got vaccinated. I'm ready to start dating again. I'm going to join Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Match.com. I'm thinking about posting pictures of myself without any makeup on. My friends say it's a mistake because I need to put my best self forward. I disagree. I want people to see me at my worst. Because if they can take me at my best, then they can also take me at my worst. My friends say I won't get many hits. Are they right? I think going makeup-free will weed out the men who are more interested in what's on the outside than the inside. What would you do if you were me? So that's a DM we got. What do you got?
Would you go to a job interview with no makeup on?
No.
Then no. Then you should wear makeup.
Why?
Because if you wouldn't do it for a job interview,
mm-hmm.
then you don't need to do it for your Tinder profile. It's like a job interview.
I look at it as, unfortunately, with like social media and stuff, as far as I know, look, I've never done it. So let me, I'm coming from a place.
I've never even seen the app.
But unfortunately, the first stage is superficial. I don't know a way around it, right?
Well, it's like you're subconsciously like making a statement about like, I don't wear makeup. It's like, you can wear, like, I don't wear a lot of makeup.
Uh-huh.
I'm not wearing any makeup right now, but even when I do wear makeup, it's like not a lot. So,
right.
Don't wear a full face contour, all this crazy makeup stuff. Like, that's for like glam night. That's not just for every day. So make sure your pictures are just showing you in your everyday.
I would assume like if I were to do it, I don't want the photo of me with a stained shirt, you know, looking frumpy.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like what I don't want it sweatpants and Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to look like what you would post on a job interview or like your biopic.
Yeah, exactly.
On your website.
Yeah, I'm not doing the what I wear for the morning radio program on my Tinder profile.
No.
I'm going to try to look good. And you're right. Yes, it's all about on the inside. And they're going to get to know that. But you got to get past, unfortunately, the first step, which is a visual step.
Well, because honestly, if you regularly wear makeup,
mm-hmm.
then you should have that on your profile. But if you're a person, like, I have lots of friends that they're the no makeup, no bras kind of people.
Uh-huh.
And that is just them. Mm. And that's perfect. That's exactly what they should post. But if you're not that person, then don't try to be that person because you're trying to
make a statement.
Follow a feminist agenda.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying on that.
Just be you. Hey. Like me, I wear makeup sometimes. Not all the times. But like when I post a picture, I want to look cute.
So you would definitely, if you were on it, you would
I would have a mascara.
A light dusting of something.
Something.
Okay, I'm with you. So I'm at the Harmon's gas station there off of like Bangor, and I'm filling up my my car, and there's this dad in his truck, and he has a trailer, and it's like it's covered. I don't know what's inside, whatever. Maybe there's a razor,
or
dirt bikes, or who knows. But it seems like he's kind of new to a trailer as well, so he's trying to figure out how to back it in to get gas. And then at the same time, his son, who's probably 13, 14 years old, is out there guiding his dad.
Oh, no.
And it brought me so many memories of—
Like good or stressed? Like
stressed.
PTSD.
I was so stressed for this kid because we had a boat growing up. We grew up in Southern California, and we take the boat out a lot. And I remember trying to guide my father for things. And my dad was really gruff. You know, he's a police officer. Hey, I'm, you know, when I talk like this, kind of, all right, what do you got going on? And then I'd be, all right, Dad. Okay, to the left. And you go, no, not that left, the other left. You know, because with the trailer. And he's like, which one do you mean? And he's like yelling at me. And then now I get nervous because I know people.
Because the trailer can't just go straight backwards. It like snakes.
It does. Yeah. And so then like, you know, you get the flop sweat. And then you feel like everyone's watching you.
Because we are.
Because they are.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know what you're doing. You just do it. And he's like, I need you to be my eyes. And like, I'm watching this thing go down. And I'm like, I have been here, this poor child.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole thing. My gas was done. as you were saying, like, oh, people are watching. Uh-huh. I just sat there.
You didn't even realize that your gas was done.
It was like 17 minutes, I think. Because I was trying to like watch how long it took for them to back this thing up.
Oh my goodness.
And the poor kid, the whole—
Did they make it though?
They made it in.
Were they fighting or was it just like—
Dad was nicer than my dad.
Yeah.
So there's that. But still, it was a lot.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so I hope, I don't know if they got it out. I only watched them get in. So I'm sure it took another 17 minutes to get out. This could be one of the craziest stories I share with you all month.
Okay.
Honestly, like, I don't even believe it's real. That's how strange it is. There's a 75-year-old guy. His name's Brian, and he lives in the UK. And back in 1965, he was 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he got a job working with a railroad company in Australia.
Okay.
Now, the company flew him out to the job, but he was homesick and he absolutely hated it.
Okay.
And unfortunately for him, he couldn't quit because he actually signed a 2-year contract. So he was there for the railroad.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, they're like, we'll fly out here, but you're stuck. And his flight home would have cost $950.
Which is like everything he would have made.
He was making, at the time, this was 1965, $55 a week.
That is not enough.
So there's no way you can fly home. You're stuck there. So he came up with this scheme with two buddies at the job. And here was the plan. They were going to mail him home in a wooden crate.
What?
So he gets in this wooden crate.
He hated his job so much.
They're like, hey, just get in the wooden crate. We'll mail you home. It's cheaper.
Yeah,
just, you know, we don't need to overnight it. So he gets into this wooden crate and he gets shipped around for 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
And he says that he was like passing in and out of consciousness and like kind of confused. And then finally a worker looked through a hole in the crate because they heard something and they saw him and they got him out. Not where he wanted to be though in the UK, but in Los Angeles. They shipped him to the wrong place.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So the US officials thought he was a threat. Obviously, this person's hiding in a... Yeah. But once they realize, okay, he's cool, he checks out, Pan Am actually agreed to fly him home for free.
Oh my gosh.
This was back
gosh.
In the 60s.
That's crazy.
He's written a book about it, and it's coming out. And I want to read this book.
Yeah, that'll be a good book.
And he's trying to track down the guys who shipped him. He said, we were good friends, but it was only about 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'd love to talk to them and just hear their side of the story. Like, do they ever wonder about, hey... What happened to that guy we put in a box and shipped off? Because this was before the internet or anything.
Like, were there even tracking numbers?
I don't know. Like, they just put him in a box and went, I hope he survives. Onward and upward. And that's it. Yeah, so hopefully he finds these guys.
That is nuts.
We got this text this morning from Ben. He wrote his name. That's how I know who it's from. But he's like, hey, you're asking for advice. I want some. All right, look at us.
Okay, Ben.
Happy to do it, Ben. Went on a coffee date with a person I met online and noticed she put 11 sugar packets in her black coffee.
There's nothing wrong with that.
WTF. I called her out on it and she got all defensive saying this is normal. People use a lot of sugar. This is not normal. I put 1 sugar packet in my coffee and about 15 minutes into the date, she was wired. How many sugar packets is normal? Thanks.
I would say 11 is excessive,
but
I love sugar, sweet. And coffee is bitter, way bitter.
Yeah.
And if it was just regular coffee, it wasn't already a Starbucks coffee and then adding sugar.
You come almost every day with a Trenta, which is like 30 gallons.
It's a bucket.
It's a bucket.
Isn't it 32 ounce?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And it's this sugar.
30 ounce Trenta.
It's this sugary drink that you have. It's like pure sugar,
it's
right?
It's lemonade.
Uh-huh.
And then a caffeinated sugar syrup poured into the lemonade.
Right. And then they just actually take a bag of sugar and they just shake it in and then they stir it up and they hand it to you.
Yes. And
and you sometimes
and it kind of gritty on your teeth.
Because of the amount.
Yeah.
Like your teeth hurt afterwards.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you have sometimes up to 3 of these in a day.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So you're of course going to be with the person who put the 11 packets of sugar.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm saying.
But I'm normal. I'm fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You trust me?
No, you're good.
Okay, all right.
No, you're fine.
You trust me?
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, she's a crazy person.
No.
Right?
Never.
Right?
Why are you looking at me like that? So, Ben, I think it's just their thing.
Yeah, some
Chill
people,
out, man.
Some people, here's the thing is, I can handle a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does affect me. But like the taste wise, I don't go like, oh, it's so rich.
And you know,
or
I do.
Or like, I don't say those things.
Right.
I don't know what too rich is. Like in a chocolate cake, there's no such thing as too much frosting.
And I'm the person who scrapes the top of the frosting off of my cupcake
to turn it just back into a muffin.
Yes. I'm very sensitive to sweet.
Yeah.
So I guess Ben sounds like he's more like me, but dude, you
and
can
this is why it would never
work.
No,
you can always text though at 844-649-1051. That does it for us though for today. Have a great Monday. Don't forget, send us your goals, your Manifest Monday up on our Instagram page at Mix 105.1 Utah. Bye-bye.